We're visiting with Madison head football coach Alex McMillan on the Area Coaches Corner. And, Coach, first off, congratulations to your ball club. Last week, you pick up a victory over Southern Coffee County, 68-0, the final score in that contest. Where did you see improvement from your football team in week number three?
Yeah, I was just I was impressed with our – I mean, our defense has played great all year. We haven't allowed a defensive touchdown all year, and I hope we continue that little streak moving forward. But offensive line has kind of been our trying to figure out how we need to get better there. And we got better there, and I think I mean, still not where I want it or where it needs to be. But I think those young guys are taking those steps forward. But at the end of the day, we got some JV guys in and got them some Friday night reps, and you can never complain about that.
Let's assess those JV guys. Who kind of stood out and who maybe showed you that they might be under consideration for maybe a little more varsity time?
Yeah. I thought I thought Ethan Hall ran the ball well. I think he might have been our leading rusher from the game standpoint. I think he had like 50 or 60 yards rushing on 4 or 5 carries, so he did a nice job there. And Gavin Ish, I mean, he's playing quite a bit of reps on Friday nights anyway, but he's our backup quarterback, and he came in and did a lot of nice things. And you know, I was pleased to see those guys get some success, and we played some tough JV games this year, and it was good to see them kind of get after it in a more game-like situation.
We're visiting with Coach Alex McMillan of Madison High School on the Area Coach's Corner. And district play gets underway this Friday night, taking on Udall. First off, looking at your district, once again, you have to feel like your team is one of the favorites. Chase County also a part of this district, and that game will be played later on in the season. But looking at this district, what's the mentality you'd like to see your ball club take into these final games of the season, the district portion of the season?
I tell the guys all. I mean, start after Friday night's game. I said it's the start of playoff football, and how we do the rest of the season kind of determines our playoff seeding. So I hope they understand the importance and understand that. I mean, points go into this, and our record goes into the seeding. And I mean, obviously, being a number one seed has kind of been our main goal, and it's something we've accomplished the last few seasons. And that allows us to have a home playoff games, and those one seeds get more playoff or home playoff games than anybody else. So, the fans at Madison, our home playoff games are pretty electric, and our atmosphere is amazing. So, I want them to understand if we got to take care of business if we want to be able to play those home playoff games.
This Friday night, it's Udall. What challenges will Udall offer your football team?
You know, they don't do it. They're pretty basic on both sides of the football, which is not necessarily a bad thing by any means. They got some solid football players, and they kind of mix and match quarterback wise. And we just got to make sure we know who's when they're gonna be running the ball, when they're gonna be throwing the ball, and just kind of and like I said, we just got to play mistake free football, and we're getting better at that. There's still some penalties we need to clean up here and there, and. And we're doing a better job taking care of the football, which is a good sign. But like I said, we just got to work on us and make sure we're doing our job and communicating up front and defensively, and just making sure we're doing little things right.
Coach McMillan, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us today on the Area Coach's Corner. Good luck against Udall, and we look forward to visiting with you again next week.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me on.
That's Madison head football coach Alex McMillan on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by MT Networks, Shanky Well Service, and by Cody Thurston on Country 101.7 FM.